Track 2, Forward / Message from the Scottish Veterans Commissioner. I am delighted to support the publication of this plan of action. It will be the foundation stone of the integrated, person-centred veterans care pathway envisaged by my predecessor, Eric Fraser, CBE, and recommended in his 2018 report and recommendations to the Scottish Government, Veterans Health and Wellbeing, a distinctive Scottish approach. It is a blueprint for better designed and planned mental health and wellbeing services Scotland-wide, which can be delivered in a way that suits veterans' needs. It is heartening to see Eric's vision come to fruition, and I hope we can move to early implementation so that no more veterans suffer due to gaps in service provision or lack of awareness of the help that does exist and how to access it. While they served, veterans may well have been involved in operations which are integral to our safety, security, and well-being, their work often placing them in dangerous situations which can have a significant impact on both their physical and psychological health. I want all veterans who need it to be able to access the right help at the right time and to benefit from mental health and well-being services that are timely, high quality, and right for them as individuals. The plan and the care pathway being recommended to ministers has been co-produced by people who know and understand what it is to serve in the armed forces and people who know about health and mental health care and service design and implementation. Through the Scottish Veterans Care Network, SVCN, they have joined forces to address the long-standing need to ensure that our veterans can access consistently high-quality services no matter where they live. That surely gives us the best chance of success, and my sincere thanks go to all those who have given their time, energy, and enthusiasm to shaping these plans. Charles Wallace, Scottish Veterans Commissioner. Scottish Veterans Commissioner's Office, 13th October 2021.